It is a beautiful day today. Let us rise on our feet. The Lord is good. His mercy endures forevermore. We will say thank you to the Lord for his mercies, for his kindness, for his goodness. And because he's good, his mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. your name, Lord. Thank you, God, that you are too faithful this morning. You are too faithful always. You are who you are yesterday, today, and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never fail, you never change. You are faithful till the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. Oh, you're too faithful to fail me. You're too faithful to disappoint me. Yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me. Hallelujah, you are. Oh, you're too faithful to fail me. You are, Lord. You're too faithful to disappoint me.
To leave me halfway.
Lord, what you start,
too consistent to leave me halfway.
Yes, what you start, Lord.
What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too perfect to leave me.
You're too faithful.
You're too faithful to fail me.
Yes, Lord, you're too faithful.
You're too faithful to disappoint me.
Thank you, you've proven yourself.
You've proven yourself in my life. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
Oh, you've proven yourself, Lord.
Proving yourself in my life, and I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail.
What you start, you always finish.
What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail.
One more time, what you start, Lord.
What you start, you always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
From beginning.
Jesus, our Lord and Savior. We thank you for what you've done in our lives and what you are going to do. You knew our past, our present, and our future, and you are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank you, Father God, the same God yesterday, today, and forever. No, evermore reigns in this household of faith in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We give praise, Lord God, for our worship team, and we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I want to give praise and thanks, Father God, to our mama and papa, Pastor Maria and Pastor Zeno. They're not with us today, but we pray, Father God, your blessings upon their life for today and forevermore. And we come, Father God, into your presence with thanksgiving for our children. They are in the midst of us. We thank you, Father God, for their lives. Thank you, Father, you're going to do a great and mighty work in their lives in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, you orchestrated everything. They have been predestined from the foundations of the world. They have a destiny to complete, and they will. They grow in wisdom and stature in the name of Jesus. Exceedingly great, extraordinary wisdom in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, you're going to do a great miracle in their lives. We thank you, Father, they are not conformed to this world, but transformed by the renewing of their minds. They seek you, Lord, daily to know you in a different place. They hunger and thirst for your righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that whatever they do, they are the head and not the tail. They are above only and not beneath. And we give you praise for their lives. And we also thank you, Father God, for the teachers and the team that are together that are working with these children. And they are growing in leaps and bounds in the spiritual realm. I remember one time I looked down at a little girl. I could see that the Spirit of God, her heart was like a sponge, soaking up the Word of God. And we thank you. We say that. We declare that over each child here in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for blessing them right now to the classes in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read today from Psalm 63. It is actually a psalm that Pastor Maria was praying last week, but it's been so heavy on my heart. It's such a beautiful song. Psalm 63, it's from verses 1 to 11. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory. So as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. And that's what we have done this morning. We praise the Lord from the bottom of our heart. We give all the glory for what he's done in our lives. We thank the Lord. His name is exalted above every name, in Jesus' name. Thus I verse 4, thus I bless thee while I live. I will lift up my hands in thy name. My soul is satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips. It says that the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. And thank you, Father God, it goes down to the bone and marrow. It just encompasses our whole being. The word is the most powerful thing that we have in our lives. And blessed be the Lord. When I remember thee upon my bed, I meditate on thee in the night watches. We thank you, Father God, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable to you, Almighty God. Because thou hast been my help, therefore in the shadow of thy wings will I rejoice. Thank you, Father God, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High God, he will say of the Almighty, he's our refuge and our strength. In him will we trust all the days of our life. We thank you, Father God. My soul followeth hard after thee. Verse 8, thy right hand upholds me. Thank you, Lord. You're there for every situation in our life. But those that seek my soul to destroy it, it shall go into the lower parts of the earth. They shall fall by the sword. They shall be a portion of foxes. We thank you, Father God, that anyone contends with us, the Lord will contend with them. He is our fighter. He wins our battles for us. We are not victims, but we are victorious in the Lord. And we uphold that, Lord. We know that, Father God, you can do great and mighty things. You took the people out of the Red Sea by your great arm and power, Lord God, a cloud by day and a fire by night. You opened the pathway for them to escape from Pharaoh, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, there's a mighty move of God. And Father God, we declare it today, there's revival in this land in Jesus' name. Amen. Verse 10, they shall fall by the sword. 11, but the king shall rejoice in God. Everyone that swears by him shall glory, but the mouth of them that speak lies shall be stopped. We thank you, Father God, for your word. It is a pure word, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our lives. We also pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Lord, let your hand be upon this nation, this country, Lord. I just would like to read something. This is it's a very short psalm. As I was reading it, it touched my heart for Israel. It's Psalm 130. It's the place where there are, and they're going to come through it. In verse 1, it says, out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If thou, Lord, shouldest mark in iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? But there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord. My soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. We thank you, Father God, that they turn to you in all their ways. We thank you, Father God, you move the blindness upon the hearts of some Jewish people, Lord, that have not come to you as Lord and Savior to have a special relationship with you. Let their hearts be open, Almighty God, to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Come down, Father God, in your glory and change the ways of the people, that they will know, Father God, by no mistake, that Messiah has come. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, my soul waits for the Lord more than they that watch the morning. I say more they that watch the morning. It is said two times in verse 6, something that we need to know. The soul waits for the Lord. It's a depthness of the spirit. We can have the voice of God. We can speak the voice of God and do the things for God. But our soul has to be purified by the word of God, a renewal of our minds day by day in the mighty name of Jesus. It says that we purify our souls, having sincere love for the brethren. God is love. And as we purify our souls, doors open up in the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 7, let Israel hope in the Lord. And for the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption. He shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. We thank you, Father God, for the hand of God is upon Israel. In the name of Jesus, a mighty move of your Holy Spirit. We thank you for divine protection over their lives. We ask you to comfort them, those that are mourning the lost and those that are alive and need help, maybe physically or mentally. Father God, there is hope for them because, Lord, they can be restored and renewed and made whole. We thank you for the blessed hope in you, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that there is restoration, Father God, in the land of Israel, in the name of Jesus. They are a strong and mighty nation. You have called, Lord God, for your glory, and we stand with them because Jesus is engraved in our heart. As we came to you, Father God, when we had our spiritual births, our born again, we were born again into the kingdom of God, and that spirit is within us. We are engraved with the Jewish people, and we have a heart that cries out for them in the mighty name of Jesus. As I pray for the congregation, I pray, Lord God, we are steadfast in our walks in the mighty name of Jesus. We go down the narrow path of life. We do not go, Father God, to the place of destruction. That is unheard of in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. There is none like you. There is none like you. You are the God of heaven and earth. Be exalted, Almighty God. Be exalted. We praise your holy name, O Jesus. Oh, Jesus, mighty God, mighty God. You are majesty. You are God the Father, the God of heaven and earth, and it things the mightiness of your power works in and through us daily. In the name of Jesus, let our walks increase with you as we mature in the Word of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we seek you, Father God, in all our ways. We acknowledge you in our pathways in the name of Jesus. And you will give us direction, Lord God. We thank you for your for the lives of the people here in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God. Holiness is established in the mighty name of Jesus. I'll just read one more last thing here. The word is so pure. And I actually prefer actually just reading the word. This is a psalm, not a psalm, it's in Chronicles. Chronicles 29, verse 10. And David is blessing his son. He's giving his son over to be king. And it's a father's blessing upon Solomon. David said in verse 10, "Blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all that is in heaven and in earth is thine." He acknowledged that he really has nothing, nothing of his own, I should say. It is all from God. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all. It says, both riches and honors comes of thee, and thou reignest over the all, and in thy hand is power and might. In thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank and praise thy glorious name. He was handing over his position as king to Solomon. It's a very touching, the Father's blessing upon the Son. So we thank you, Father God, for this day and the working of your Holy Spirit in our lives. And Father God, you are doing great and mighty work in our lives. You have filled us wisdom and understanding in all things in the mighty name of Jesus, that we will walk worthy of you, being pleasing and fruitful in all that we do. We thank you, Father God. We spiritually cleanse ourselves of our flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness to you. We are lively stones. We are holy priesthood for you, Lord God. We can do all things. As we stand with you, unified with you, Lord, we can do great and many miracles. May you be exalted. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.